This week on The Droids You're Looking For, a Star Wars podcast. Hayden Christensen, is he back in the Star Wars universe? Will he be part of the Obi-Wan series? And the news surrounding another animated series at Lucasfilm, The Bad Batch. We'll talk about that and everything we've missed in the last few weeks this week on The Droids. Welcome back to The Droids You're Looking For, a Star Wars podcast. Alongside Chris, Ryan, and Sam, I am Mike. Pleased to be back with these droids. It's been some time. We've had a little time away, but there's not been any slowdown to the news in the Star Wars galactic cinematic universe of television and books and other ancillary things. It's all happening still, but I've missed you, droids, and it's very nice to be back with all of you.
It feels good to be back.
It's good to be back. Hope everybody out there is staying safe. It's wear a mask, everybody.
Wear a mask.
You know, that's an official endorsement from the pod.
Look,
wear a mask.
How many Star Wars characters regularly wear a mask? They
exactly.
filter out toxins. They filter out viruses. Wear a mask.
Right. Yeah. Your mask does filter out toxins.
Yeah.
It's true.
The stormtroopers, it's smoke, but not toxins.
Not toxins.
But yours will filter out toxins. So do it.
Just so everyone's clear, we don't give out legal medical advice.
Chris, I like that you're protecting us from disagreeing.
Yes,
agreeing with the CDC and everything.
Absolutely, absolutely. Wear a mask. To all our current mask wearers, I'm going to give you a tip of the cat right off the bat. Mm-hmm.
If you've been out there wearing a mask, a tip of the cat from the pod.
Official droid stamp, tip of the cat. We'll send you a sticker
I was going to say, can we get stickers made, tip of the cat stickers that we give out to loyal listeners?
I like that. Also, all right, two things. You wear a mask, you send us a picture, we'll send you a sticker. Uh-huh. If you have a Star Wars mask, we'll send you a sticker.
Two stickers.
Yeah, that's all we have to offer. But maybe we'll put you in the running for something special. So if you, I myself have some Star Wars masks. That my mother has crafted for me.
Mother made my mask.
Mother, please make a mask. let's see your Star Wars PPE gear. Why not? That'd be fun.
If you do not have a mother who can make you a mask, you might have a mother, you might not, but if they won't make you a mask, Threadless has several Star Wars, not officially licensed, but a lot of Star Wars masks. I have myself a Vader. I have myself a Mandalorian that says this is the way, which you never take off your mask in public, right?
That's phenomenal.
In front of other people,
right.
This is the
way.
There
you go. That's prime
great.
Example.
And never let anyone take a mask off you. We should say this is not sponsored by Threadless. This is just Mike giving you out a PSA from Mike.
This is just a tip of my cat to Threadless.
This is just us coming back after several weeks. We've been away. We needed to take a break. We felt like maybe our voices weren't the most important to be heard the last several weeks. So we took some time off and we thought, guys, this is great. The numbers are going down. People are doing the thing. We're going to come back. Maybe we'll do an in-person record. And you know, the droids, we took a few weeks off, and the whole country took a few weeks off. They all took their masks off.
Yeah.
You know, what
we're coming back because we can see that we were only the only common denominator.
Yeah.
It's our absence.
Exactly.
We don't know what it
exactly.
was doing.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, guys, it's rough. I've missed y'all. We've obviously, you know, talked a lot via text. I've talked to you know, you guys individually on some calls and stuff, but it's really, really good to get everybody back on the horn together to be back at it. And yeah, there's still a lot wrong with the world. We took a little break. That break, you know, those things didn't get fixed in the interim. So
we don't want you to think that our being back is us implying that everything is fixed.
Hey, it's good. It's great. No.
We just needed to record the pod.
Legally, due to our medical obligations.
Here's the thing: by the end of the fiscal year, we owe Bob Iger another 25 episodes of the pod. Okay?
Oh, I figured you were going to say we owe Threadless because I thought that was where we were going with this.
We owe a lot of people a lot of stuff, and you know what? I'll pay you once we get there. I'm telling you, we'll be able to pay you, Jabba.
You know, Bob's going to need all the revenue he can get. So licensing a specific official Star Wars podcast can't be too far away because they're going to need the cash.
I mean,
well,
I think,
we were going to go to Disney World.
I assume
in
you
May.
Guys mean, when you guys are saying Bob Iger, I'm assuming you guys are meaning Bob Chapek, you know, the head of the.
You mean
most
the person that Bob
meet.
Iger came back to replace?
Is that what they mean by B2B?
Yeah. What a terrible time. I mean, man, poor.
I
what,
feel
a rough,
like
what a rough time.
Iger probably had some foresight of this happening. He's like, I don't want to deal with this.
Well, didn't we have a whole podcast about how he was getting out right before everything was going to go bad because he had every big movie
think,
in that final year?
I think if you listen to that again, there's probably some coded words in there to tell everyone to run.
Well, the news that's coming out around... actually, before we get to that, we've given a lot of tippy cats to several members of our listener base. But we do want to say Little Gray Bunny sent us a wonderful email, really picked up the spirits of everybody on the pod. So thank you, Little Gray Bunny. Tip of the cat to you. But also, so glad that you enjoyed some of the back catalog of episodes and you were able to go back and listen to some of them. We're going to take some of your recommendations as well. I do like this call out, though. She was very surprised, Ryan, that you are such a fan of the J.J. Abrams oeuvre.
Yeah, so that was a comment I made pre the release of Rise of Skywalker, which so wow. that blanket statement does not stand, that I'm a fan of the entire oeuvre of his film work. I still enjoy all the movies he made before that, truth be told. Here's the thing. Little Grey Bunny, we had our disagreement. And, you know, that breaks my heart. But I also, it would break my heart if Little Grey Bunny saw me being a person of no integrity by just changing my opinion because someone disagreed with me. Hey. I do enjoy his previous films. I do not like The Rise of Skywalker, a thing I believe I've mentioned on the pod before. Who could be sure? But it's exciting to me that someone is going through our back catalog.
Love it.
I hope that she's gotten to... some of the Favreau stories we have. If any of us, I often wonder this, if any of us miraculously fall backwards into the industry somehow, do we delete all of those episodes?
No. Absolutely.
Right? Like,
yeah.
I will delete this entire podcast. I'm sorry. It'll be gone. It'll never have happened. Sorry, Little Gray Bunny.
You know,
it'll be gone.
When I take over for Mr. Chapek, you're going to have to get rid of everything.
Yeah. Well, hey, if they're striving for content, Mike, now's the time we bust out that Salacious Crumb script.
Right? I think so.
Is it possible that if my jokes aren't working, that Ron Howard will replace me?
I think it will. It'll be kind of a designated survivor situation.
You know, if he's ever on Cameo, I'll pay whatever it costs to bring him in and have it be... an episode release that Ryan hasn't heard about.
If he's ever on Cameo, he'll confirm everything I've ever thought about.
Exactly. He'll come back.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed those, Little Gray Bunny. Anybody else who has maybe catching up with us recently, maybe this is your first episode, go back and listen. We've got a lot of great episodes throughout. We've watched all of the overall series. We've watched done some premieres as well. But go and listen to our Instant Reaction podcast. Go and listen to our Solo thoughts. You know, Solo is now available on Disney Plus. This is a good time to take a listen to all of our Solo thoughts. You know, I was going to be nice and not bring up Sam's glowing review and his first reaction to Solo.
I love
it. But now...
Look, I have to be honest. I think that there was a big factor was that was the first Star Wars movie that the four of us all saw together.
Oh, you bring it there.
Yeah.
There's an energy.
And
it's palpable.
It's palpatinable.
Somehow palpable is back.
It's very sheevable.
Somehow palpable is back. And
wait, are you guys playing Fortnite?
It's true. We did. It was the first movie the droids all saw
it
together. Not to get too personal, Mike's wife was on the verge of having their first child, so I think that we were all, you know, really revved up because we were all kind of having a child.
You were getting ready. Ryan, if it fell to anybody, you were going to have the responsibility of delivering that baby that night.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I had brought the newspaper. That's what you're supposed to wrap them in the newspaper.
Right.
I had brought some newspaper just in case, and I also had mention that my grandfather was a firefighter, which put me closest in line to anyone being able to handle that kind of situation.
Sadly,
Ryan, I do feel like you had perhaps the most realistic or the most consistent take, mm-hmm. where you were on Solo. You were,
I thought,
like,
you were going to say on my son.
You were lukewarm on it. You were like, it's fine. It's good. It was
Skywalker
fun.
One.
It's fine.
Yeah, and I'd still describe it that way. It's fine.
Yeah. I've done the biggest flip, and I deserve all the flack Mike wants to give me for that, right?
You ever seen The Da Vinci Code? It's fine.
Yeah.
You ever seen Ed TV? You ever seen Ed TV? It's fine.
Did he do Ed TV?
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's like the... I always thought of that as the knockoff.
Ryan, what do
show.
You think of Backdraft?
It's fine.
Apollo 13?
That's the only one I know.
Apollo 13? It's better than fine. It's a little better than fine.
Sam, I think I will have to let this bit go, though. I've been unnecessarily focused on and fixated on your reaction to Solo.
Mike, I
what
like
I,
it.
All,
keep it going.
Mike, I appreciate that, and thank you. That means a lot. With that, hey, make Solo 2 happen, you know?
Hey, there we go. Right. I like it. Honestly, why not now? What else
well,
is there?
Speaking
how's
of...
how's Little Gray Bunny feel about this, I wonder?
Oh.
That's a good question. Little Gray Bunny, we'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, Little Gray Bunny, anybody, any bunnies, anybody, how can they contact us? droidspod@gmail.com, Twitter @droidspod, Instagram @droidspod, the Facebook...
The Droids Podcast.
The Droids Podcast.
It's at Droids Podcast.
Yep. And you know what? Check out Ryan's YouTube series.
No,
it's on our YouTube.
For real, though, Chris and I have started a Twitch show that we do weekly now that we should plug. It's called Then and Now. It's on my channel, Coping Mechanics, which is twitch.tv/CopingMechGames. Every Wednesday at 8 p.m., Chris and I play an old retro video game and its modern day counterpart. We've had a great time doing this, and please check it out.
It's a lot of fun. Oh, yeah, no, it's been really good. Maybe you know what? We'll have to do a great Star Wars crossover during it. You know, we'll have to do.
We do. Yes, there will be an episode upcoming that will probably be Super Star Wars and Jedi Fallen Order. If I had to guess.
Are we allowed to Sam and I join for that episode?
I think we can.
Yes,
do that.
If we could figure out the technological aspects of doing that.
I'll tell you what. There's a lot of wires involved in that. We're trying to up the game a little bit. But
yeah, twitch.tv/copingmechgames. I also stream on there. I may be restarting a KOTOR stream. We'll see. We'll see. But we do other stuff. I do After Effects stuff on there, and Chris and I
that
do a
usually,
show every
that
Wednesday.
That usually really
PM.
Sticks.
Yeah,
the KOTOR.
It does
it's a
stick.
It's a lot.
I will say I've made it to two of the three Then and Nows. It's awesome. It's so much fun. I jump in on the chat. It's been a blast. I couldn't make the latest one, but I'm really excited for next week. So let's do it.
Check it out.
So before we move on, though, from Solo, I have to say there was a recent interview in Esquire with Alden Ehrenreich. Because he has a new series that's premiering on Peacock, which we all have, right?
Yes.
Peacock.
Oh, cool. Once I go through all my Quibi stuff, I'll be able to jump on like Peacock.
Yeah, you got a lot of Quibi stuff left, though.
I have some quick bites I got to work through.
He does an interview that the real reaction throughout Star Wars Twitter was like, wow, Alden's up for another edition of Solo. He'll make Solo 2 happen. If you read it, he basically doesn't want to name check the movie. He says that space movie I was in. Wow. It doesn't really sound like a glowing review to come back to the series. He did say he was open to it, but it also seems like the toll of being in a Star Wars and taking on the role of Han Solo, he walked away from the industry for like 2.5 years. He wanted to be separated from it. So I don't know that that's like a glowing, I'm back, I'll be there.
Also, that question is like being like, hey, Alden, do you like money? And him being like, yeah, I like money.
I mean, I think, would we put it past, and I'm not saying to anyone that they're on the same level, but would we put it past Harrison Ford to not refer to Star Wars as that space movie?
True.
At that time? I feel like that's an equivalent reaction. I feel like...
Sir,
You heard it here first. Chris thinks that Harrison Ford and Alden Ehrenreich are the same.
I knew Harrison Ford. Alden Ehrenreich is no Harrison Ford. No,
the dog's name was Junior.
I think it's also like...
no, it was Indiana. The dog,
I think it's also like that... In addition to like, hey, do you like money? Sure. It's also like, do you like money? And especially when you're contractually obligated to do it, if we ask you to. It's like, yeah, of course he's going to do it.
Yeah.
But he did say he was asked if there were any discussions, if there was anything coming up. And he said, well, you know, I've heard some things, nothing concrete. And I was like, all right, well, so
I've
it seems
like
conversations.
Things,
like,
they're never going to do another one.
Also, I'm sure when you work on like a $200 million movie and then you go to like an NBC show, you're like, yeah, I'll do that.
Well, the chance to work with Ron Howard again, anything.
That's so crazy.
Well,
and he made that movie.
I'm curious. I kind of want to see him in another role because I am a very big fan of Alden Ehrenreich. I thought that the fact that no one walked away blaming him more than anything else about that movie is a pretty big statement about his performance.
You know what? To quote Ryan, I thought he was fine.
He's fine.
Yeah, he was.
There are three things great about that movie. Donald Glover, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Tandy Newton, and a fourth thing that I'm adding now, Bradford Young's cinematography. Those are all really good things about that
really
movie.
Really well shot. Yeah.
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 I have to rewatch it. I don't remember if it's shot that well. I believe you, though. I trust you.
Bradford Young is the real deal. He even... the fact that Bradford Young had to figure out how to light Clint Howard is insane to me.
I heard that most of that was CGI, honestly.
Yeah.
Most of that was done in post.
ILM just has a model of him.
You know, the volume based around him.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about another potential return to Star Wars. Hayden Christensen, there has been many rumors as of late that Hayden would be returning to Star Wars, reprising his role of Anakin Skywalker with the Obi-Wan series. Now, how this is executed, how does he fall into it? We know the timeline is before A New Hope, obviously after Revenge of the Sith. Would they cross over with him as Vader? Wouldn't seem necessary to bring back Hayden Christensen if he's still going to be in the Vader suit because they would change his voice. Is this going to be a series of flashbacks that he would appear in? No one knows, but that's one of the possibilities.
Might be a little long in the tooth for that, but, yeah. You know, de-aging is a powerful thing.
Yeah.
Disney does a lot of de-aging these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like their bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is, we all expected this in some degree. I think we've even mentioned it on the pod of something similar to this happening. He was around for the last celebration quite a bit. He was doing the press and he was kind of teasing things out. We all thought it was a point to the Rise of Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
My guess would be it's Vader, like a Vader kind of flashback, or maybe we'll get a little bit underneath the mask, which is kind of a cool element.
Oh, that could be cool.
That would be cool.
And then yeah, flashbacks would be fine. I've always joked about the kind of series where it's like two old characters are on their front porch reminiscing. It was like the Han Solo Lando show. Like, you remember that time? I'm excited to see him. I know people poke fun at his performances, but I honestly think that, like, now recontextualizing the prequels, it's like, oh, I'm excited to see him back. And it brings a level to these side series that I'm very excited to see.
Yeah, history's been kind of rewritten that way in a good way, because if it's at this point, and I've learned this a lot from being on Star Wars Twitter, that anyone who thinks that people wouldn't be excited to see Anakin come back is incredibly out of touch, because it's one of those things that it's like people our age and above tend to think that it's like, oh, everyone hated, obviously not me. I love the prequels. But you know, people weren't happy with the prequels. They didn't like Hayden Christensen, blah, 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 blah. But it's like for an entire generations of people like younger than us that, like, that is their Star Wars. They love Anakin. He's their favorite character. Padme's their favorite character. Like, it's not just like kids aren't just like, yeah, you know what? Ewan McGregor was good in those movies. They love the movies. They love the cartoons.
Yeah.
As do I and we. We are. Well, I mean, I'll speak for myself. I'm a prequels fan on this. Always have been. But
Ryan, we've said it on the pod before. You've swayed me at least, and I think, you know, maybe Sam as well, I don't think I was an outright hater when we started the pod, right. But I wasn't ready to, like, talk about
you,
all the...
Listen, Mike, I've told you, don't call me a hero, but it's...
I think you took away my cynicism.
This is an exciting thing, and it's an especially exciting thing for younger fans who have... That mm-hmm. is their hero, or, you know, yeah. or their tragic hero at this point, yeah. you know. But I think that's awesome. So I think it'll be great.
It sounds like we believe the rumor. Or I guess there's not
I
really
guess
we're
going off
right
it was true.
yeah.
This is what I was going to say, which is that I find it so hard to believe, but then again, not hard to believe, I guess. But, like, I would be like, why would you bring him for this if you're not going to bring him in for that moment at the end of Rise of Skywalker?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, that feels like the moment, you know, people expected it. Now maybe the online chatter about, like, oh, wouldn't this moment have hit harder if we'd seen him,
right.
is part of what's lending them to, like, I don't know, giving this thing some legs.
Oh, yeah, because giving them the online chatter.
I think the Disney Plus series are being made by people who have an imagination about what to do with the story.
I agree. They're like, yeah. They're basically materializing Clone Wars stories and Rebel stories.
Yeah, they're looking at actually, like, what's happened in Star Wars and how it's changed and grown since they liked it. And yeah. they're incorporating that stuff into.
Yeah.
Unlike what happened in The Rise of Skywalker.
Which was Fortnite.
Which is Fortnite.
It's like an advertisement for Star Wars.
Do you think they're going to bring him back? Either to, like,
somehow Christensen is back.
If he's coming back, will he be, like, in Fortnite, or will he be, like, you know, a host of some show?
Talking Obi.
Oh,
are we talking about a show within the universe? So, like, Obi-Wan is watching a show that's hosted by
It's him and the pod racer announcers.
Greg Proops.
It's some kind of real sports in the Star Wars universe.
I think we can make this as a sketch. I think we should just do this.
I like that. Yeah.
Or maybe there would be, like, a behind the music type Star Wars show, but about Darth Vader.
Yeah, exactly.
Born on a desert planet.
Only about 100 people have seen him, yet our universe has been changed by him.
They're going to be some former members of the Empire who are creating attack ads against Vader, exactly. and they'll be very popular within certain regions of the galaxy.
Exactly. We want Vader. He can't wear a mask no more.
Here's the thing. If you watch the original trilogy, Vader was totally fine until he took his mask off.
That's true. That's true.
It's very true. Yeah.
And then when he took his mask off, you know what he said? You were right. You were right.
Wear a mask.
that's the amendment here.
I have to think Hayden Christensen's been very good.
Do you
about
think
that.
There's possibility, though? And this is just kind of going off. Does it have to be the Obi-Wan series? Could there be some kind of tie-in to a flashback in Mandalorian or another series, the Cassian Andor series, or another part of the realm where it could be? It might be a one-off episode or something like that.
I think, Chris, that's a really good point, because right now there's been so many casting rumors. Obviously, the Ahsoka story, think about that. Mm-hmm. That would be a very appropriate place for him to show up.
Oh, yeah. Wow, yeah.
But the idea was that maybe Ahsoka as Rosario is only in a couple episodes of Mandalorian, and so she doesn't have her own series, but it feels like she should. It feels like they've kind of had all these casting rumors out there, and they could be making 5 to 10 other series, and he could fit into any one of them, or... They're like, let's go with 3 series we've talked about. He'll be in Obi-Wan, and we'll have Ahsoka be in Mandalorian. And, you know, I think I read an interesting piece today on IO9 that was about whether or not Star Wars fatigue is a reason why Solo didn't perform as well. I do think we might get to the point that if Disney Plus is just every 8 months a new Star Wars series, that it might be a bit much, though the way everything's going, productions can't really pick up normally. Thankfully, we have The Mandalorian Season 2, so maybe production on some of these other shows could get back to normal and we could see them. I think as time goes on, as you get past the era, hopefully, where we've all been maybe starved of some content because there hasn't been new series during COVID, that then people would be like, okay, now we've seen a little too much Star Wars, but we're certainly not at that point yet.
Yeah, and I also think there is a different relationship to, like, television, where people, if they're subscribed to Disney Plus, they don't have to leave their house, they don't have to pay an extra fee. You know, this is another Star Wars series. I mean, there was a fatigue that was reached with the Marvel, like, Netflix series, but also those dropped in quality significantly, other than Jessica Jones and Daredevil. That first season of Luke Cage was really good, but Iron Fist really kind of, and the Defenders kind of, like, brought it down a lot.
Yeah.
So people had kind of, like, gotten sick of it at that point. But you're right. I mean, people are going to be starved for content in a little bit, because we're going to hit a real dry spell.
I don't think that's true. Because I think the way people consume content and the volume of content that's available to people, there will be people starved for new content. And those people exist out there. And I think, like, actually, of the four of us on the call, I think, like, three of you all, like, you guys keep up with new stuff. You guys keep up with new shows and movies and media. I watch old TV and old movies. Yeah. And I don't jump in both feet to, like, every new thing. I don't care. Like, you know, like, it's going to come back when it comes back.
Sam, I do want to say the very valid point on that. I think there's just the level of, and I know you're not finished, so I apologize for interrupting, but the level of the conversation about something new will make, that's what everybody's going to be starved for, something new to talk about, because not everybody's going to be watching one thing.
Yeah, I've been having a one-sided four-person conversation about the West Wing with you guys for the last, like,
listen,
you know,
Sam,
4 weeks.
You're done watching the Brady Bunch, you're going to wish that there's a Star Wars
There's shows after it. Yeah, I agree.
I think that's all a good point. I think it's interesting, though, with these characters that they're bringing in, and the idea that, I mean, what they're essentially doing is they're, like, focus testing characters and possible stories just, like, in real time live. They're just like, give Rosario an episode. If that's the most we get all the data. If that's the most watched episode, you know, like, that's what we'll spin it off.
Yeah, I think I think also there's a place of Star Wars. I think there's, like, an ebb and flow that it needs to go into. And I think it helps when Star Wars kind of pops out of the mainstream for a bit. And then, like, the people, the hanger-ons, and not in the respect of, like, kind of like your uber nerds that are like, I own this, this is my thing, but it's just the idea that the people that still care about it kind of stick around, and they're the ones that kind of cultivate, I think, the best stories, because they're sticking around the most to, like, think about what could happen in Star Wars. They're not going to come into it from a perspective of, like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if, they're like, oh no, well, I know that Ahsoka did this, I know that this person did this, I know that this person did this, here's a new story based on that. That was the most broad example I could give. Having a Star Wars, but I think it's cool, and I like the fact that Star Wars might go in this kind of, like, if it is on a TV basis for the next couple of years, like, I think it's cool that maybe things will die down in the mainstream a little bit, and we'll kind of get these stories that are really awesome. I mean, I think even Clone Wars does that to a certain degree, where it's like, not everybody's watching Clone Wars, but if you watch it as a Star Wars fan, it's, like, super satisfying. And these, like, the new episodes that are coming out, admittedly, I have not finished the series, but...
You mean the ones that came out that have finished?
yeah, exactly. I started watching those, and I'm just like, oh, this is such good Star Wars... I regret to say content, but it's like, it's such good Star Wars storytelling in a new place now. And I'm like, oh, this is coming from people that... they've been around for the ride. Like, they've gone... They've played the card game. They've played the role-playing game. Like, these are stories that are coming out of that. And I think that's exciting to see those kind of stories be able to be told.
Chris, I wish the word content would leave my brain, but it's now the only thing that I say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I almost threw up when I said it. I don't know what else to call it now.
Well, I think since you bring it up and you talk about the Clone Wars and the crew behind the Clone Wars and who brought it back for the final seventh season... there was news. There's news that there is going to be another animated series. Dave Filoni will be heading it up. I don't know that he will be writing the entire thing. He will not be having the same role that he did with Clone Wars. But The Bad Batch will be a continuation of some of the stories that we saw in the Clone Wars, as it will be released in 2021. It'll follow the members of the Bad Batch, which we would know from the Clone Army, from the Clone Wars, and follow them as they show their formidability as a crew and the relationships that we've seen between them. Now, this is, again, speaking from a group that has not finished all of Clone Wars, so I think I've maybe seen a episode or two that they would have been featured in, but not enough. But they're going to give a little bit more storytelling to these characters that have been brought to life by Dave Filoni, and they're going to have a new series that we wonder, will it be longer than The Resistance? Will it be something ongoing? I hope that it becomes something they're investing in to do a really long run. I don't want to see, a story that's, unless, you want to be like, okay, this is a one-off time animated series. Mm-hmm. Or if you're going to say, we don't know if it's open-ended, I'd like to see it be like, let's tell the story we want to tell, however long that will be, rather than what seemed like an abbreviated end to Resistance.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen the characters. I don't know if I have the fondness yet for that group yet, but I like the idea. I like the storyline. I think it fits well within the Clone Wars world. I think we've taken as much from the Clone Wars as we possibly can at this point. So to find another offshoot of those characters, I think it's a good direction to go.
I think we should put a moratorium on people using bad or good in TV show titles.
I like that.
Oh my God. It's everything.
Look,
but
if they want to do The Good Place too, I'm on board.
The Batch Place.
But I think this sounds great. I mean, I think everybody knows. I don't know. We're dealing with a lot out there in the world. We're, working from home. I think everybody's, I'll speak for myself. My media consumption is very different than it was a year ago. I'm definitely gravitating towards totally different types of things, totally different styles of, and genre and different writing. So I do feel bad. I was going to pose to the group because I'm excited by this news, but I have not kept up. I haven't kept up with my watch through of the original Clone Wars. I haven't watched the new Clone Wars. I haven't watched the making of docs on the Mandalorian. So I have tons of Star Wars content and outside of some painting, which I'm woefully behind on some paintings that I owe some people. but outside of that, I've had next to nil on Star Wars consumption, and I'm kind of wondering, have you guys watched anything? Have you been reading things? What's my way back in?
Wow.
Well, I would say, Sam, first of all, everybody is experiencing things the way they are now, and don't ever feel bad about not watching something, even for the pod. Because there are times that I want to watch something new, or I want to take a part of a conversation. I'm like, I just don't have it in me. I'm interested. I just don't. So it's all different now. But I've watched the Mandalorian doc. I really enjoyed it, but I also watched the Frozen 2 doc, and I love that. And I don't even love Frozen 2. I was just fascinated by the process of creating an animated film at Disney Animation. And so the same with The Mandalorian, where we learn more about the volume and how they created that in that kind of void, and how they can do more shows like that. And then all the different actors and directors they worked with, and just the way they took it, the practical portion of it as well. I haven't kept up with Clone Wars. I don't know. I think the way back in might be, and wow, I didn't intend to go this way. Mm-hmm. Solo: A Star Wars Story on Disney Plus.
I see what you're going on. I see what's happening here.
And so, why you're thinking that again for me specifically, Mike?
Well, actually, I think right now, and someone had made a point before, is think about if Solo was to come out this summer and miraculously was released directly to Disney Plus, and it didn't have all the other buildup, and it didn't have, I guess, still very close to Rise of Skywalker having just come out, but.
Oh my God, if it came out after Rise of Skywalker, it would still be my favorite Star Wars movie of all time, I guarantee you.
Well, there you go. But I think
they got it so wrong. They put it right after the best one.
I know, that's the problem. But yeah, I think if you look at it as a, obviously not a high-stakes story in the world of Star Wars, this kind of fleeting action-adventure fun just on its own, it's fine. I really think it's just a pleasant experience that would potentially just hit on enough of the notes of Star Wars that you enjoy that might get you slightly back into it. Or it could drive more of the conversation of why you don't like it and make you want to access more Star Wars that is better in your perspective.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of leads you into a place. I mean, it's kind of like a nostalgic through ramp. Like, it leads you back to a place that you enjoy, which is fine. Like, I appreciate that fact of it. Like, I know going into Solo, like, I know what happens to that guy. Like, like it's okay. I'm not offended by that. And I think to have a sequel, even, I don't want to say, and I'm not saying that they strive for lower quality, but like, even to make a quote unquote lower quality sequel that takes place in, having just also watched the behind the scenes of The Mandalorian, that takes place in the void. I mean, I don't think, or the volume rather, I don't think that it would be that bad a thing to see a sequel, like a made for TV sequel. Like, I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Here's my recommendation. And I agree with Mike. Listen, these are tough times. Don't push yourself to always have to watch something new or challenging or whatever. You know, I understand that the Clone Wars is very challenging.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes they go to the diner.
Here's the thing. This might be something new I recommend if you want to, you know, dip your toes in the Star Wars, play some Jedi Fallen Order.
Ooh. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe watch some of my old KOTOR streams.
Hey, there it is.
If I get stuck in Fallen Order, I know where to go.
Yeah,
that's right.
I think that's a very good point.
I was also thinking of the. I still want to read my Qui-Gon book, Master and Apprentice. That's something I was thinking. Yeah. Like, I've been doing a ton of reading. Also, I basically am back to like reading before bed every night. So
nice.
I go to bed, before I get tucked in.
Droid, shout out to Tony, friend of the pod, who's written in many times. He graciously donated to me a lot of his old Star Wars novels, and so
he did that knowing you don't read.
he's very nice of him. I think this now is a better time than ever to grab those old books and start reading through them.
Chris, I thought you were going to say that he donated to the Patreon that you set up for us, and now we've got some money coming in.
Yeah, just to be clear, no one has donated to the Patreon. If you have, don't say you did. I'm managing it. It's fine. Don't worry. Everything's good.
Everything's fine here. How are you?
How are you? boring conversation.
Well,
guys,
I think...
sorry, I was going to say, I forgot to mention this at the top of the show. I do have fan mail that poses a question to us.
Oh,
ooh.
But we can get to that. I'll tease that if we have more content to talk about.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah. Well, here, let me go into my hot and fresh.
Oh, I've missed the hot and fresh. Yeah. You never thought you would, and then it comes back.
You know
what? Like,
I missed
them.
I missed them on the pod. I missed them at going to actual Subways. George, looking for, brought to you by Subway. Fine sandwich establishment. Thank you.
I think, Ryan, you're good to get in the question, because that's really all the details there are in the Bad Batch at this point. And I think as we all, you know, get back into watching a little bit more, I mean, Sam, I'm kind of there with you. I was watching at least 2 episodes a day of Clone Wars, and I got into season 3, and then things changed again during the world we're living in, and I haven't gone back. So I'll probably go back as well. But Ryan, set us up. What's the question from our listener?
Well, this comes from David, good friend David of the pod. He's written in before. He says, "Hey, Droids Pod, longtime listener here. I got a question for you," which was implied, but here we go. What do you think of a Star Wars movie, or maybe a Mandalorian's episode, that takes place entirely in a submarine, kind of like Das Boot or Crimson Tide? When you think about it, Star Wars has featured the Air Force and X-Wing pilots and the Army and Stormtroopers, but what about the Navy? Have we ever seen a waterboat battle on a foreign planet? Also, what's the equivalent of the Coast Guard and Marines in Star Wars? Thanks, guys.
Wow. Oh,
all right. Well, thank you, Dave.
Oh, man.
That's a great question.
This is... hey, guys. Let me just put on my Star Trek and Battlestar Galactica hats to jump
Star-G?
In.
Star-G? We're putting on B-Star G hats, so say we all.
Wow. Hey.
So say we all.
You're out of your fracking minds here?
So it's interesting because I would 100% agree that the X-Wing battles are definitely modeled after, you know, air combat. You know, I mean, literally it was pulled from footage from World War II is how they basically mapped out the scenes. But I have kind of always thought of, and this is, I think I'm actually fusing this into my Star Wars knowledge from my knowledge of Star Trek and Battlestar, where like fleets are actually like outgrowths of the Navy. You know, the like Starfleet is the future of the Navy and like a global, you know, Earth-wide naval vessel, and Battlestar Galacticas are essentially, you know, battleships leading a fleet. So I kind of think of like the fleet that's you know, just outpacing the Star Destroyers in The Last Jedi almost more like that to me is an old school naval battle.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
But I want to give everybody else a chance, but I'm very on board for the idea of a submarine much more like Cloak and Dagger, you know, tension. I mean, I go right to the Hunt for Red October.
Sure.
Well, I think
that Sam, what a, that was God's damn brilliant.
That's good. Are you the what's the bald guy?
The EXO.
Colonel Ty.
Colonel Ty, the EXO.
Star of Canadian hit show The Littlest Hobo, which there is a version of Lassie.
Colonel Ty.
I'll just never forget. I mean, this is a little bit of a spoiler. I won't say who it was, but when he wades into the ocean, he goes, "You're the God's damn last Cylon."
That's pretty funny.
That show is dope as hell.
It's great. Oh,
so good.
Great show. I would say, Sam, I agree with you that, I mean, the ships, the giant ships of Star Wars, like Star Destroyers and that kind of stuff, that is, those are things that only do happen at sea in our world. That's kind of the equivalent. I would love to see like a Mon Calamari type vision for a sea battle where it does take place over an extended period of time, where there are these ocean planets. I think
they did that in Clone Wars, didn't they?
Well,
didn't
they? Yeah, there's an arc in the earlier, I think it's the beginning of the fourth season.
Yeah, season four. That's what I was just going to point to. Oh, yeah, so good.
And I would love to see that. I mean, I think budgetarily at the time when they were making Star Wars, I think they wanted to show more of that, but were unable. But like, why not now? Why not make a Disney Plus series about that? That would be so riveting.
I also think it'd be cool because a lot of the tension of submarine movies comes from is that you can't clearly see the enemy. I think it'd be cool if they did something like in the bottom layer of Bespin on like a cloud planet where instead of being underwater, they have like these special freighters that have to navigate cloud planets for like mineral deposit, you know, whatever.
Same idea. Ron Howard will direct it.
Yeah. But I'd love to see something like that because then you have to deal with the, you know, we have a blip on the sonar, sir.
Yeah.
They're coming in at 65 exactly. knots or parsecs, you know.
All of a sudden Bon Jovi's there. He's telling you what's going on.
You get lost in a nebular cloud.
Ooh, you know, yeah.
There you go. There's all
the
kinds
instrumentation's
of
all over the place. Radio so we're lost in a nebular cloud.
And then the characters you can meet that are like, oh, there's a ship that's been abandoned. Should we go try to save them? All right, we can, but it's dangerous. And then like whoever you meet on the way, I love that idea for a series. I think that would be so much fun.
Well, so much of space and the majority of sci-fi that we talk about has been, you know, obviously similar to being underwater, that one prick, one mistake, one thing could let in the vacuum of space, or you're taken out in the vacuum of space. Whereas Star Wars has never really been that. The ships are battered and they always seem to survive, and there's no issues with oxygen with the exception of when they leave onto a planet that needs to check the oxygen. I think the impending doom of something outside of the ship, just as much as like the unknown villain, is another thing that would be great to see in Star Wars. And I think you mentioned it, Sam, is the Battlestar episodes. There's almost a bottle episode of Star Wars that you could do in that way, where they are separated in any of the settings that you've talked about. And I always like that as just like, this seems so fraught with fragility for everybody. Yeah. Like this entire situation is fragile.
And Battlestar really did it well because they treated the Battlestar itself as like an aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
So it was this giant boat, but like then the Vipers would take off out of it.
You know, the idea
and then
actually
they'd fight the Cylon fleet.
the idea, like, I know I brought up The Hunt for Red October, like, just as, like, a sub-movie I love. John McTiernan.
Isn't it dope. So good? It's amazing how good Sean Connery's Russian accent is. I can't believe it. I never knew Russians sounded like Scottish people until I saw that movie.
That's true.
The movie, Sean Connery's accent notwithstanding, the movie is great. And one of the things that would be really cool that you could lift from that is the idea of a defection. I mean, this could all be about, we're going into this nebular cloud because I've stolen a Star Destroyer and I'm turning it over to the Resistance or the Rebels. You got to come find me and get me through this safely. You know, like, that would be so cool.
It's perfect. I think, to Mike, to your point, kind of the detriments of the environment, I know George Lucas has often spoke about, oh, well, and I think this is a sign of the times in the 70s when, like, space travel is still super arduous, but he's always often spoke about, like, the one of the elements of Star Wars is that, like, the outside environment shouldn't be an issue because we've reached so far in the technology. It's such kind of a vision of space travel that's a non thing. But I do think there is an angle still in Star Wars where you can present that, and I think it makes it interesting because it's a new take, like, something that everyone, and I think it's also super, like, relevant for our times too, because it's like something that everyone takes as for granted, something that they think is fact, to kind of flip that on its head, I think would be an awesome Star Wars story.
Or literally just being stuck inside and being afraid to go outside.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think that's a story that could speak to people. So,
what does the Coast Guard do?
You
want to
send a check. Oh, sorry. I was going to give our address to send a check.
Well, David, Patreon. You've done it. David, you've done it again. You've yielded a wonderful conversation from the droids, dare I say. A tip of the cat to us. Tip of the
cat. Yeah, David, the cat, you're welcome.
That's writing in to us.
David, I can't even imagine how thrilled you are right now. This must be a huge moment for you.
Wow. David, put this pod on your mantle. Save it to a thumb drive and just let it sit there.
Yeah,
underneath your TV.
I don't think you have any grandkids yet, but when you do, you'll tell them about that day.
I'll tell them about that day. Well, if you want to kind of get the acclaims that David has just got, you can reach us at droidspod@gmail.com, Twitter at droidspod, Instagram at droidspod, Facebook, search the Droids You're Looking For podcast. You can go to droidsyourelookingforpodcast.com, droidspod.com, and of course, as always, watch our playthrough of Jedi the Fallen, the Order of the Fallen. Fallen Order. That's what happens when I fall asleep when I'm making a seamless order.
It's like a video of somebody running downhill who starts to lose it.
It's just I've tripped and I'm still running, but I know there's going to be a fall.
Twitch.tv/copingmechgames. You can see some Fallen Order stuff, KOTOR stuff there.
There it is. You can watch.
Also, Chris and my show then and now, Wednesdays at 8 p.m.
Sam, what show should you and I start?
There you go.
I knew this would be a thing.
Wow.
You know, I tried to start a show with Chris, and then the two of you inserted yourselves into this.
Two and a half years later, I have new friends.
That's true. If you want to call into the Twitch show and then just keep calling in like I did. Yeah.
And by the way, thanks for everybody for listening to Mike and I's pod over the last few weeks. It was really nice to kind of get back to it.
Hey, wait a second.
To get back to it. So,
get back to the core
really
crew.
Appreciate that.
This is Chris's way of finding out that Sam and I don't subscribe.
Well, I think that just about does it on the return of the droids. Fantastic to be back with you fine people. Thank you all for listening. Send us those emails. Let us know what you think on Twitter. You know, there's jokes flying on Twitter all the time. Some of them land, some of them don't. But give it a shot. Take a look. That will do it for the Droid You're Looking For, a Star Wars podcast. What they throw?
Annie?
Hey, yo, you boys want to go in real time or what?
Welcome back, droid heads. It's great to see you.
Excuse me? I ordered the fried tip-yip.